let be thy weary soul, thy deepest grief to him is all, and over all he has control. Be still and know, be still and know that he is God. Be still and know he sees and feels thy deepest woe, that he is God. Be still and know. No depth of storm, no strength of gale can move thee from thy place secure. His power is that him prevail, his boundless love that ever endures. Be still and know, be still and know that he is God. Be still and know he sees and feels thy deepest woe, that he is God. Be still and know, be still and know, be still and know that he is God. Be still and know he sees and feels thy deepest woe, that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know.
Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's try our feet, please. I'll sing this song in praises for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you for all the things you have done for me. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you for all the things you have done for me. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you for all the things you have done for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the things you have done for me.
Oh my Lord,
I am saying thank you.
Oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, I am saying thank you.
Oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. All the things you have done for me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord
God, God, God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. For all the things you have done for me.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord
Jesus, for the things you have done for me.
Things are getting better. Things are getting better. For the Lord, things are better. Things are getting better. Things are getting better. Things are getting better. Hallelujah.
Things are getting better.
Oh, you say it loud and clear.
Things are getting better.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ramadan. Hallelujah.
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 I am going higher.
I am going higher.
Thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for your grace which we enjoy on this mountain day by day. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus and the victory won on the cross of Calvary. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder, amen. Let's have a seat as we open to Psalm number 8. There are people in the Manna Water Service of tonight, that tonight's session shall be the beginning of their unending laughter. Psalm 8. The motivation anointing. The motivation anointing. Psalm 8. Open your Bible to Psalm 8 because we need to read everything together. When you have found it, you say yes. Are you ready? Psalm 8. Everybody together, let's go. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, as thou ordained strength, because of thy enemies. And thou might I sting the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Praise the Lord. The first thing that comes straight to you and hits you straight in the face in this psalm is that the Lord, our God whom we serve, is a God of excellence. And he wants us to key into that anointing of excellence. But to key into that anointing is something called motivation. This is something many people have lost. And this is something many people don't even know how to engage it. Motivation is the energizer of behavior. The energizer of behavior and the mother of all action. Few people possess enough willpower and self-discipline to go through to the end of what God wants them to achieve. Few people possess enough willpower and self-discipline to go through to the end with even what they began. In order to accomplish anything, you need this driving force. Otherwise, nothing will happen. A wish, just wish, is not strong enough to take you to the promised land. A wish is not strong enough to make a man take action. Things like hunger, sexual drive, achievement, they are motivators in their own way. But the motivation we're talking about now is that inner stimulation, inner direction, and persistence of behavior to make a person get results. Many start things, they lack the motivation to see it through. That motivation is the inner power or inner energy that pushes one towards certain action. Motivation is that push, the initiative, and the willingness to take action. I want to pray one prayer now. I'm praying for all who are listening to me now. That any power sent to demotivate you in order to silence your speed shall be disgraced tonight in the name of God. Let that amen roar like thunder. Motivation is stimulation towards action. It's providing an incentive for action. It's future that arouses an organism to take action towards a desired goal and gives purpose and direction to your behavior. Perhaps you are here tonight. You notice you start things, you don't finish. You started school, you didn't finish. You went to start learning to sew, you didn't finish. Tried to learn computing, you didn't finish. Tried fashion designing, you didn't finish. Started a trade, you didn't finish. The demotivating powers are upon your life. That is why I'm praying that prayer again. Every power assigned to demotivate you, to silence your progress, we bury them tonight in the name of Jesus.
a louder amen. So to motivate then is to arouse, to stimulate, to instigate, to drive, to galvanize, to inspire, and to provoke, to impart courage, inspiration, and resolution, to animate and to embolden somebody, to influence or to trigger the person. So motivation is a driving force. Unfortunately, many Christians fail woefully in this regard. It is not everything that answers to prayer. There are some things that answer to wisdom. There are some things that answer to giving. There are some things that answer to hard work. There are some things that answer to discipline. When you now add your prayers, it now puts you on top. That's why I command you, whether the enemy likes it or not, that your life must connect to the anointing of excellence. In the name of Jesus, be connected, be connected, be connected, be connected, be connected, be connected. In the name of Jesus. When a person is motivated, he has this willingness to exercise high level of effort towards achieving a goal. When a person is motivated, he is willing to make sacrifices to get to that his goal. When a person is motivated, he will react to challenge ease of life positively. When a person is motivated, he is willing to pick up to start again even after a fall. When a person is motivated, then he has keyed into what the Bible says, that if a righteous man falls 7 times, he will bounce back, he will bounce back again. He will rise again. And I command anyone here that the enemy has pushed down, bounce back in the name of Jesus. Bounce back, 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 bounce back. Let your amen roll a thunder. Bounce back in the name of Jesus. Bounce back, bounce back, bounce back, bounce back, bounce back. In the name of Jesus. When a person is motivated, is willing to change any problem, behaviors, or bad habits, and sustain the changes. Motivation is inspired willpower. It is a state of having an encouragement to do something. Motivation is the ability to initiate and persist at a task. Motivation is the ability to sustain effort when facing pain, fatigue, boredom, or frustration. But it still keeps doing it. Motivation is that process which accounts for individual intensity, direction, and persistence towards achieving a goal. I was sharing this with them at the Mountaintop University. 2 people were stuck at a place of work, a Christian and an unbeliever. And they gave them some small money. Not a lot of money to do much. The believer did nothing. He was just attending service and praying. Service and praying. And eating from the little money he had. But the unbeliever looked at the street. He found that there are plenty of children. So he bought this table tennis. Bought bats. And began to invite children to play. And he was charging them per set. He sits down there permanently, knowing when the game is over before he starts another one. He, very soon, his table tennis court became 2. The believer did nothing. This is the difference between the principle of motivation who do not motivate themselves. Motivation is to drive to want to succeed in what you are doing. The drive to do something productive and finish that task assigned to you. It's the force that drives character to overcome conflict. When you are motivated, it increases your initiative. It strengthens your ambition. Gives direction, courage, and energy to what you are doing. And so, to every action and plan of life, motivation can be applied. That motivation now becomes one of the most powerful keys of success. A motivated person is a happier person. You don't just say, bless me, bless me, bless me, without giving the Almighty a raw material to bless.
You must be involved in something. God never calls a lazy man. Read your Bible very well. Some just wake up in the morning, they do nothing, they say, God has called me. God doesn't call lazy men. Read your Bible well. All the men that God called in Scripture were busy working hard at something. Those to call them from there. Some were shepherds, called them from following the sheep. Some were fishermen, took them away from the fishermen, took them away from fishing. Some were hunters, took them away from hunting. Some were tax collectors, he took them away from tax collectors. Read that Bible very well. Elisha was a farmer, a strong one, pulling what ordinary strength cannot even pull. God went to call them. And some of them, when God initially began to call them, they were not even interested. This is a serious situation. When you are motivated, you want to succeed in what you are doing. There are plenty of demotivating powers, but you can, by the power in the blood of Jesus, overcome them. There are four major types of motivation. Four. That is achievement motivation. That is the drive to pursue and attain the goal of that, of what you are doing. You don't enter into the university, do year one, year two, year three, 1 year to go, woke up one morning, the only thing that I should pull out. God is not an author of confusion. Not an author of confusion. Finish what you have started. That is achievement motivation. Two, that is competence motivation. That is the drive to be good at something. The drive to be good at something. Drive to be good at something is what sometimes creates a voice for you where you have no voice. David had a problem. The spirit of obscurity was after him. There was a talented man playing instruments, composing music, fighting, but they kept him at the back of the desert. The power that wants to make his life obscure was over his life. I'm praying for somebody here, and I want your amen to be sevenfold. Any power covering your star, pushing you to the back, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I bury them now. That spirit kept pushing David back. But he was a man of high motivation. One day there was a problem. An evil spirit troubled King Saul. And they called a meeting in the palace. Everybody come, let us celebrate. The king asked the evil spirit. And the spirit are troubling him. What is the solution? They deliberated. They now came to a decision. So the decision is this. Let us get a man who is anointed at playing instruments very well. Let us bring him to this palace. Anytime the king is sick and the demons come, this person can play the instrument and the king will be made whole. Bring for suggestions. Bring for advice. Well, that's the problem. Where do we find that kind of person who can play this anointed music we are looking for? And he's very skilled in the palace. Then a voice, an unknown voice, spoke on behalf of David. I know a young man, the back of the desert, who can play the instrument. Let's bring him. That's how David found his way into the palace. The Lord gave him a voice. Where he had no voice. God gave him a voice. Where he had no voice. And somebody had him singing playing somewhere. That's why in this life, anything your hands finds to do, well. If you're a bricklayer, lay the bricks well. You're a singer, sing well. You're a governor, govern well. Everything you are doing, do it well. Because you never can tell. One eye looking at you who will later be a voice for you or against you because of what you are doing. And the rule of life is this. The rule says, if anybody can do anything better than anyone else, people will travel miles to go and see the person wherever he's hiding. It's a rule. So there is competence motivation. Drive to be good at something you are doing. There is power motivation. It means you want to, you drive to influence people and change situations. Drive to influence people and change situations. Then there is attitude motivation. That is how you think and how you feel. Self-confidence and belief in yourself. So achievement motivation. Competence motivation. Power motivation. Attitude motivation. There are keys for you to connect to that motivation anointing. Before I go into that key, I want to pray a prayer. There was a problem in the palace. There was David who had the solution. Until somebody made a connection between him and that problem, his destiny did not move. God can create a problem somewhere that only you can solve. The problem is now bringing you to go and solve that problem. This is why I'm praying like this. That any power pushing you away from your arena of breakthrough is silenced forever in the name of Jesus. It's silence, it's silence. It's silence, it's silence, it's silence. It's silence in the name of Jesus. Keys to motivation anointing. One, new birth. You must be born again. Two, baptism of the Holy Spirit. You must be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Three, death to the flesh. Mr. Flesh must die. Four, you must become a Bible addict. Addiction to the Word of God. Four, you must become addicted to prayer. Five, humility. Humility. Whatever you have achieved, God made you to achieve that. Not by your power. Life becomes strange when you see people who know nothing but who are proud. Six, fasting. Fasting and prayer. Seven, meditation and Bible memorization. Meditation and Bible memorization. Meditation and Bible memorization are very powerful tools. Joshua 1 day tells us, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night. It is when you do so, you shall have good success. It's there in the Bible. Eight is brokenness. These are keys to the motivation of God. Nine is effective quiet time. You don't joke with your quiet time. You hold it every morning. Ten is holiness. Holiness unto the Lord. 11, witnesses. Tell others about Christ. Let Jesus advertise himself in your life. 12 is complete deliverance. Because if your deliverance is not complete, the enemy battles you. 13 is thirst and hunger for God. Thirst and hunger for God. 14 is tongue control. The Bible says the tongue is the most powerful instrument. I can cast a man into hell. Tongue control. 15 is teachableness. Be teachable. Don't run away from Bible study. Don't run away from Sunday school classes. Go to where you can learn. 16 is faithfulness. Be faithful in whatever you've been asked to do. 17, ensure that you have a divine encounter. All men we are reading about in the Bible had divine encounters. 18, you must ensure you are able to hear from God. Out of all the ways that God speaks to people, God must speak to you one way. The day you begin to hear from the Lord very clearly, that day your progress as a Christian begins. 19 is you must engage in spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare to possess your possession. to kill your killers and silence your silencers, to recover your glory and enlarge your host. 29 prayers. Praying that night is very wonderful and powerful. And 21 is mentorship. You must have a mentor. Somebody you look up to. I can tell you, sit down, you sit down. Keep quiet, you keep quiet. Do this, you do that. He becomes a mentor to you. Or she becomes a mentor to you. These are the keys to the motivation anointing. Tonight, we're going to pray against those powers that demotivate people. They see a man going the right way, they discourage him to turn aside. They see a person wanted to do the right thing, they bring distraction along to take the person away. Jesus told his disciples, on your way to Jerusalem, you see a man with a pitcher. That one is, when you see that man, take this action, take that action. So that man was their roadmap, whom they will see. But if this man was really not interested, not keen, they won't get far. Blind Bartimaeus was a highly motivated man, although he didn't have eyes. He was determined to touch Jesus. He was determined that Jesus will not pass by without talking to me. Those are people who are highly motivated. The demotivating powers, they spoke to him. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up, you are disturbing us. He refused to be demotivated. The Bible says he shouted even more until Jesus said, bring him. The same people who said, shut up, went back and said, cheer up. And then when he saw that his mantle was disturbing him, threw it away. Threw away that garment. Those are the demotivating stuff. He wants to pray against them. And these are not ordinary prayers. They are prayers to move you from one level to the other. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. In case you are here tonight, you are not born again. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. I want to give you that opportunity. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, say what I'm going to be saying after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Say that short prayer with us. Immediately we close. Just find a way to the altar here so that we can pray with you. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you are here tonight, you have never started anything that succeeds, quietly find a way to this altar. Don't negotiate with the enemy tonight. This is not a night to negotiate. If you pray and you lose your voice, but the demotivating powers are gone, you will have made a good bargain. Can you shout this loud and clear? Pass! Protecting my battle from dying. Can you say it with only anger? Somebody needs to shout that louder than that. You are alive! Dead! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth. Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice be the loudest as you say this after me. By the power in the blood of Jesus, the rag in my foundation will not capture me. By the power in the blood of Jesus,
The rock in my foundation shall not capture me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Yes. Receive that touch where you are. In Jesus' name we pray. The power trading with my virtues. Can you say it with only anger? Before I leave this place, in the name of Jesus, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Let the person who wants the largest breakthrough here ensure that they pray this prayer with violence and with power. Expected and unexpected testimonies. Expected and unexpected testimonies. Manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus. Expected and unexpected testimonies. Manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers fasting to terminate my life. Can you say it loud? Lion of Judah, wake them. In the name of Jesus. First, fast is to terminate my life. Lion of Judah, wasted, 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 wasted. Makapote se tende ke yaboshende raba. Balika tende rabo se ponde ke yaboshende raba. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have any sickness in any part of your body, lay your hands on that place. Makapota setendia. Father, it is written that you yourself bore our infirmity and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. Makapota setendia. Any infirmity present in anybody's body now, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Begin to do what you could not do before. An arrow has gone out of a person's brain. An arrow has gone out of the chest. an arrow has gone out of the breast. Check your body now. Check it very well. Begin to do those things you could not do before. Yes, you have been healed. That's it. Find a way to this altar very quickly. Once you have been healed, find a way to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Every heavy load placed on that load, every arrow of darkness fired into the womb, fired into the body, fired into the breast, go back to your senders in the name of... Go back to your senders. 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 In the name of Jesus. Check your body again. Do what you could not do before. Find a way quickly to the altar here. Something has been taken out from that head. It's feeling lighter already. Find a way to the altar. Jesus is waiting for you here. See what has happened to that woman over there. Long-term problem has just been evacuated and removed from her life. Find a way to this altar very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, these hands that are stretched forth, let them become the hand of healing, the hand of deliverance, the hand of power, the hand of glory, the hand of the mightiness of the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let every infirmity be shaken off. I'm smiting in the name of Jesus. 21 times now. Smite anywhere you are having sickness. Smite it aggressively without mercy. And you shall go back to your senders. Let's go! D12. Aha. Amen. Aha. Check your body again now. See what is happening over there. There's a basket of infirmity has been removed from the chest, from the womb. Yes, it's gone. Find a way quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Thank you, Jesus. These 7 prayers I want you to pray. They are prayers to kill the motivating power. Can you shout this loud and clear? Glory of God! That will make me forget my problems. Fall upon me now! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. See what is going on. In Jesus' name we pray. That is number one. Number two. Battle distributors. I am not your candidate. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pray this one with anger. Wicked spirit, bearing answers to my prayers, I bury you now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number four. Oh, heavens arise. Swallow any problem that does not want to let me go. In the name of Jesus. Swallow any problem that does not want to let me go. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Jesus, then we pray. This is number five. It says, witchcraft powers gathered to fight me. Can you say it with anger? Shout it at the top of your voice. Destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Bokate sete la kaya boshende rabokanda. Daribo sepende kaya boshende raba. Balakatenda rabo sepola kaya boshende. Yes. Jesus, then we pray. Two more prayers. Let your voices roar like thunder. My name. Hear the word of the Lord. Can you say it with assurance? Let your voice be louder than that. Jump out of every evil altar. In the name of Jesus. Jump out of any evil altar. In the name of Jesus. My name, hear the word of the Lord. Jump out of any evil altar. Masepekate lakaya boshende rabasanda. Balakatenda rabosopo lakaya boshende rabosanda. My name, hear the word of the Lord. Jump out of every evil altar. Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Aha. Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This one, this is number seven. And I want you to lose your temper in the Holy Ghost as you pray. Because you may not understand the prayer, but it's a very serious prayer. Power! Commanding serpents against me. Can you say it loud and clear? Your voice is not loud enough. Fall down and die in the name of Jesus. 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 Powers commanding serpents against me. Fall down, die in the name of Jesus. Enough is enough, enough is enough. Bokete sechele keye boshendera bokonya. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. These seven personalities, this thing that was stolen from you when you were a child, your anointing of greatness that was stolen when you were a child, right there where you are, whether it is convenient for the enemy, whether the enemy likes it or not, repossess it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your manna water, please. And let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. We commit this manna water unto your holy hands. Let your fire, your power, your glory, your mightiness flow into it in the name of Jesus. Let this water become yoke-breaking water. Let it become demon-removing water. Let the anointing of breakthroughs flow into it. Anointing of power flow into it. Anointing of strength flow into it. In the name of Jesus. When this water confronts infirmity, let the infirmity be disgraced. Let this water, when this water confronts bad luck, let it become good things. In the name of Jesus. And I sanctify, consecrate the water. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon and be gracious unto you. Shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. All the prayer requests, O Lord, answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let us share the grace of fellowship. All the days of the Lord, which the blind has ever, forever and ever. Seven miracle receiving, hallelujah, let's go.